Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why? Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that...
An honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
You're talking about lies and your an allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie or were you misled?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period. That is a fact.
Zarqawi? He was in the north of Iraq in a place where Saddam Hussein had no rule.
He was also in Baghdad.
Yeah, when he needed to go to the hospital. Come on, these people aren't idiots. Yes. They know the story.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that...
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 Those are your words.
My words were that. I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were. And we were just.
You said you knew where they were. You're Britain, you're Baghdad, north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that.
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 You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just.
You said you knew where they were. You're Britain, you're Baghdad, and north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
New CIA chief expected to be General Michael Hayden. Could be named as early as Monday.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But the measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The legal standard,
the legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized."
1, 2, 3.
Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
CIA chief expected to be General Michael Hayden could be named as early as Monday.
Unreasonable search and seizure.
But the measure is probable cause.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The danger of having the military take over intelligence is that the military has a very different perspective on the world.
And believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth. And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
So what's behind the move, and what's next for the CIA? For answers, we turn to Pete Hoekstra, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The big question, today, of course, is who is going to be the new CIA chief, and the White House is putting out the word that the almost certain choice is going to be General Michael Hayden.
If there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth. And it is a reasonable standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Do you think he'll get the job? And two, is he the right man?
I do believe he's the wrong person, the wrong place, at the wrong time. We should not have a military person leading a civilian agency at this time.
I think I did it again.
Mike Hayden, according to intelligence sources who I talked to yesterday, was one of the driving forces in getting Porter Goss out. He was one of the lead men for Negroponte in trying to strip the CIA of some of its power.
Yeah, that's kind of scary stuff. These kids are out there and they're walking the streets of your city. Wake up, America. Wake up to what's going on.
If Hayden now takes over the CIA after having helped in this process of forcing Goss out, could that be perceived, or could it in fact be a sense of the CIA being dangerously diminished?
He was the chief executive officer, not an operating officer. If General Hayden was an architect of that, he's going to be going into an agency where the people in the agency say he's not an advocate for us. He's the one that's, you know, potentially gutting what we believe are some of our core functions. The danger of having the military take over intelligence is that the military has a very different perspective on the world.
And believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there in the NSA.
Senses. you know, that's just how it is with me. Oh, honey child, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, I lost in a game. I didn't need to play a baby, come on now. Oops, you think I'll be lost? I'm safe from heaven above. But you know I ain't no child now.
Louis Armstrong, Louis Armstrong.
Oh, come on, what is it, honey? What do you want from me? You know I'm busy playing this here music.
I found a way to prove my love for you.
Well, if that's so, I'd love to hear it.
I found the Lindbergh baby right here, safe and sound.
The Lindbergh baby safe and sound? Well, Mrs. Lindbergh is going to be so relieved to hear it. We should notify the authorities immediately. Ba 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 do scotto bottle be down ba da da hibby the bibby the bop bop do ba do do da do da do da do da do do scap bo da do da do da scooby do 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 ba da ba di da wow wow wat 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 da do wow skibby the bop do da.
Unfortunately, we have some conversations because we have different clips and everything. And one thing we're trying to help them out is try to keep everybody together. You know, because if we stand divided, I mean, we're going to fall. So we got to stand strong, and if we all want raza. Well, that's one thing they don't understand. But we're trying to make sure everybody stays together. All this is an effect from the march on Saturday against HR 4437. Because most of the students right here, that bill is going to affect their parents, their families, their friends, their neighbors, everybody. So this is an effect of that. They're trying to make their voices heard after all, like we try to do that on Saturday. So here you are. There's still people coming right now from Coloma, Lemon Grove, and Claremont Mesa. They're walking right now as we speak. The bus is right here to take all these guys out, but they won't leave. So, I mean, we're out here, and they're all the students organize themselves. So, I mean, if this doesn't say anything, what will? You know what I mean? So, that's it.
Hi, this is Dickie Richards, former child actor, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Dickie Richards Has Been Screwed by the World Foundation to inform you that I have been screwed by the world. Most people don't know that not only did I audition for the part of the Karate Kid, but that I was screwed out of the part. To demonstrate this, I'm going to play you the tape of my audition for the Karate Kid. As evidenced by the tape, I clearly deserve this role. In fact, I upstaged Pat Morita, who played Mr. Miyagi.
First wash all the car, then wax.
Mr. Miyagi, you told me you were going to teach me karate, but all you have me do is wax. Day after day I wax for you. It's always wax on and wax off, and I'm tired of being your personal wax slave, okay? I've had it. I'm leaving.
Daniel-san! Daniel-san! Come here.
You're gonna have to find some other vulnerable child to exploit, Mr. Miyagi. I'm going home, you capitalist pig bastard!
Show me wax on, wax off.
No, I refuse. I refuse to be exploited any longer.
Kill! Kill!
Oh, my head!
Ow! Ow! Show me pin defense.
Oh, no!
Ow!
Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Y antes de morir yo quiero echarme verso del alma.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
My faith, come hell or high water, I'm gonna beat you today.
We look to the future.
Guantanamo, one of planet Earth's darkest holes, where the inmates they lose their mind and the guards they lose their souls. Forget the laws they're supposed to impose, it's simple science, but these bullies they favor the chokehold. Cause there's new rules in this war on terror. They might take me out of my house and no one would know any better. First up, padded and station, 3 weeks interrogation, then commence my destination. It'd be Cuba, but we ain't going straight. We'll be stopping off along the way, more interrogation, also some gunplay. They got my life on a Russian roulette, and now we're landing in Guevara's garden. Orange boiler suits, they got me shackled, and I'm fucking starving.
Starving, man.
Shut your mouth, boy.
I can feel the sun, but I can't see it. They got me blindfolded, like I know some long lost secrets. I'm talking on the hypothetical, but this ain't all theatrical. Torture's gone international. Moroccans and Russians and British Muslims sold to the American forces on the basis that they're Al-Qaeda enforcers. Hunger strike, force fed, daily beatings, eyes red. Sodomized and raped to their pride. Who's looking out for them? Is this a war on terror or a war on human rights? One of these days, one of these nights, we'll see the light.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
A
Across the globe, governments have allowed their citizens to be sold, left to die in this legal black hole called Guantanamo. This ain't new, it's a story that's over 4 years old. Eyes blind by 24-hour lights, lungs freezing cold. For many, being called Mohammed is their only crime. This is dedicated to those in Cuba doing serious time. Those who've lost their minds in solitary confinement. Those beaten into a coma for refusing to be silent. Imagine your penis being sliced by razor blades and not being able to tell your family because you feel so ashamed. Sleepless nights, wondering if the next day will be your last. Wondering if the extreme reaction force is gonna rape your ass. Shackled to the floor for hours, wouldn't you piss yourself? So why don't you get off the fucking sofa and do something to help? We say we hate terrorists, but we respect Islam. Guards force-fed hunger strikers in the first week of Ramadan. It makes me sick to my stomach, so no, I won't stay calm. This is a sin, but who's gonna ring the alarm? In the Quran, you'll burn in hell for the sin of suicide. And that's the only reason these men won't take their own lives. And they refuse to cut the family ties that stretch across the miles. Loved ones who've run out of water for their eyes to cry. Look at the public outcry. At one of our feds dead, but we don't care about guards mopping up piss with another man's head. By doing nothing, our hands are soaked red with the bloodshed. It's time for action. Enough has already been said. It's time for action. Enough has already been said.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. 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 Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
We look to the future.
Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
The dictionary definition of Guantanamo Bay is spelled H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-S-Y, hypocrisy. That here we are saying that we're in favor of the rule of law and democracy. And what do? We take people to a place and we tell them they're not human beings and we tell them they don't have any human rights. And we tell them that even though it's a crime to kill a little animal, it's not a crime to beat up a human being. And that's all about hatred. That's all about the Americans being hypocritical, which just breeds hatred around the world. 500 guys in Guantanamo, they've all been locked up there for about 4 years, just there for George Bush to pretend like he's doing something about the world. He says they're the worst of the worst. With Omar, they sprayed this pepper spray in his eyes and they gouged him. And the officer was shouting, do it harder, do it harder. And in the end, they blinded him. And with Binyam, they flew him to Morocco and they tortured him with a razor blade to his penis for 20 days, 24 hours a day. They played Eminem music incredibly loudly in the middle of winter where it's freezing to death. Shakarama, he's from here in London. He's got four little kids here in London. He never saw one of them. But old Shaka, he just doesn't really want to live down there. He's happy if they kill him.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. 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 Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera,
we look to the future.
Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
We look to the future. We look to the future.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.
We look to the future.